We continue our 10 schools in 10 days, a preview of this fall's high school football and volleyball action. Today we stopped at St. John's Tipton, who enters the 2025 season under head coach Lance Bergman in his second season. Last year the Blue Jays went 1-8, but returned a more experienced roster and have seen their numbers rise from just 12 available players in 2024 to around 20 this fall. Several key contributors are back, led by junior Dominic Eilert, 6'2", 175 offensive lineman, defensive end, who paced the defense with 71 tackles last year. Sophomore Brooks Dunston will be quarterback, 5'10", 170. He threw for 228 yards and 3 touchdowns, while senior John Mick, 6'1", 155, hauled in 32 receptions for 371 yards and 4 touchdowns. Senior Caden Raby will pace the line, 5'10", 170. Sophomore Caden Phillips, running back linebacker, 6'1", 160, recorded 7 sacks and an interception. The graduation of multi-season starters Tyson Gates and Ryder Allen, both all-district selection, leaves a big hole to fill. Assistant head coach Parker Gates back after 4 seasons at various stops, including Victoria, Madison, Hamilton, and Blue Valley Northwest, is also the son-in-law of legendary coach Victoria, Doug Oberle. Gates says it's nice to have that many kids out. They're not as afraid of anybody on the schedule, and they can just play one game at a time, and hoping that St. John's can be competitive this year.
You know, we've been able to be out here for both days of practice. You know, weather conditions have been kind of up and down, but we've been able to put 2 good days of practice in so far, and just kind of build off the success that we kind of had over throughout the summer. Increased numbers. We, you know, have 7 more guys than last year's team, and a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, positivity around this group, and throughout the program so far already too. So when you have 12 guys out from the previous season graduate too, any experience that you can bring back is absolutely crucial. So we'll lean heavily on those guys that played in the past and have some experience for us. Amongst the new changes that we have, you know, we'll also rely on their veteran leadership to kind of bring some guys along and get us going in the right direction. So those guys will be absolutely important and crucial for us going forward. You know, I see 8 games on the schedule that we expect to compete in. 1-8 a year ago doesn't really say anything about this group that we have this year or what we're going to be able to accomplish. I expect us to be in every single game and compete to the best of our abilities and put a positive product out on the field. You know, Rock Hills Week 1 is coming up in about 2 weeks. Starts there. So we expect to come out on the right foot there and build off some success and momentum from there going forward. And heading into district play, you know, like you said, our district is wide open. A lot of opportunities for us to show teams the improvement that we've made and will make as we go on in the season. So we expect to compete throughout the entire season. Just happy that they don't have us on the schedule this year, or else they might be in a little bit of trouble. They might not be the favorite, but no, you know, just learning from him and the way to have consistency throughout the week and practice and build on those positive days. You know, you can't put a positive product out on the field on a Friday if you don't work Monday through Thursday. And especially these first 2 weeks are absolutely important for us, making sure that we put in some good things, get going for the jamboree, and start off on the right foot. So, you know, with his background and the things that I learned from him, I hope that we can instill some of that here and just, you know, build success each and every day.